Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I mentioned this as Hassan Reddick, and I was tracking it last night in San Francisco media and some, you know, back and forth, some commentators there. Should Hassan Reddick not say something in response to Brock Purdy's career-threatening injury? No statement, no apology? Now, they go overboard when they say for the cheap hit shows the true character of a man. Oh, my God. He was going after the ball. Hits a quarterback, unfortunately, the elbow situation, etc. Now, you know, Dan, it's true that pro football has become more where people go out of their way not to injure each other. Sometimes it goes a little too far in that, but there is no way Hassan Reddick is just trying to knock this guy out of the game or threaten his career or whatever. And I think that it's becoming clear Hassan Reddick is the defensive player of the year, more than Bosa. That's how good this guy is and how threatening he is and how what a difference he makes. And also, the Kelsey on Kansas City is alerting Chiefs fans in the area, do not put a jersey on the Rocky statue and don't put his up there particularly.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good move. That's a good superstition. I don't know. Is there what's the antagonism? Well, I guess I know mine. Andy Reid as the antagonism factor. Philadelphia fans need an antagonism factor to any team we play, right? San Francisco was kind of like they're pretty boys, you know, it's San Francisco, it's that kind of thing. Is there anything else? People can't hate Mahomes. He's too good. There's nothing there, right? I don't know who on Kansas City people can target. It's got to be Andy Reid, ultimately.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing else that you can go with. All right. We have a lot of fun every day bringing you a word or a concept that the left, the politically correct, are trying to ban. This might be an all-timer. Aloha is the winner so far. That's like a couple weeks ago, and people still say it when they call in. A beauty company, and the fact that it's a beauty company, Dan, is one of the reasons why this is important. They claim that the dictionary should change the definition of beauty. They are limiting and exclusive. The name of this, it's the Undefined Beauty Campaign, recognizes that the current English language definitions of the term beauty are outdated. Specifically, the examples cited under the current entries for beauty are both limiting and exclusive. Like, quote, she was a great beauty in her youth, is the phrase often cited in major dictionaries to illustrate the concept of beauty. Noting the campaign calls for the dictionary publishers to review these examples and remove the implicit ageism and sexism they currently contain. All right, what this is about is this. These companies want women generally to all believe that beauty, there's no objective standard of beauty. All right? And they want to say that if you're, say, 30 pounds overweight, you're still beautiful. Now, we say that, but when we're talking about beauty in this, and we say she's a real beauty, and mean it, it's clear there are some objective standards to go into this, right? They're saying, no, the dictionary ought to take them out. There are no. Everybody is beautiful.
I don't know what the heck they're talking about, man.
Well, it gives them more products.
Well,
it lets them sell
stuff.
Are
marketing departments and social justice departments one and the same
at this point? Yes, they're coming together in some weird way here.
But beauty, defined on dictionary.com, the quality present in a thing or person that gives intense pleasure or deep satisfaction to the mind, whether arising from sensory manifestations as shape, color, sound, etc., a meaningful design or pattern, or something else, as a personality in which high spiritual qualities are manifest.
Now, they seem to be pretty safe there. They're throwing everything in the world at beauty there.
Let's head over to Merriam-Webster.
Yeah, what do they say?
The quality or aggregate of qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses or pleasurably exalts the mind or spirit.
Notice they lead with the senses, though, so that means it's physical to lead with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oxford Dictionary. A combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the aesthetic senses, especially the sight.
Ah, there you go. All right. Now, wow. Oxford, Dan, they went out on the limb the most. They're saying Kim Kardashian. You would reject that, right?
Yeah. So are they trying to essentially distance attractiveness from beauty?
Yes, that's what they're trying to do.
The word
beauty? Yeah, they're trying to make
it's just going to lose its... We're just going to find a new term to define what attractive is.
Right. We're going to use the word attractive, which is a lower level form of beauty. Beauty's a higher form.
Sexy?
Yeah. I don't know if that will be allowed at some point in the future. They also don't like... that we're saying it about females. Now, you could say a man is beautiful, I guess. You know, usually we don't. But we usually use it with women. They find it to be sexist also. It's just an everyday battle to take away some concept. But you had a great insight there. If I write a column on this, I would say the social justice department in with the money-making department of this company are coming together, so they make more money, but they pose as social justice warriors.
Well, what's the better way to get talked about on the internet now than making a social statement?
Yeah.
I think marketing departments at this point are just like I don't want to, you know, bring it up again, but the sexy M&M's going away.
Right. The name of the company is COTY, Coty. Uh-huh. We believe that no one can control or dictate what is or is not beautiful. That is why the campaign of undefined beauty aims to undefine rather than simply redefine beauty. No one feels excluded by the definition of examples that accompany it. Here's a case in point. Now, this is the transgender part coming in. They have this guy with a full beard with bright pink lip cream, like lipstick, a bearded man. And they claim, well, that's beautiful also. This is how far it goes. Now,
so they're trying to make it not subjective then?
Yes. I mean, they're trying to make it not objective.
Yes.
That
I'm
we
sorry.
Can't have an object. That's yes, the whole, yes, that's yes, one yes. of the principal elements of progressivism. There is no objective truth. Notice, what do people say when they stand up at one of these progressive events? Speak your truth. How about the truth? Now, sometimes it is your value system, whatever, but they're claiming there is no objective standard ever. I mean, that's the underpinning of progressivism. How can you have laws? How can you have standards? Everything is discriminatory.
For your, column.
Yes.
I'm sick of virtue as a marketing tactic.
Oh, man, I may have to jot that down right here and send it over to the Delaware Valley Journal. Nicely played. Yes, virtue signaling or virtue as a marketing tactic. All right, how about getting rid of beauty as a term? Attractive is one thing, but beauty is something bigger. By the way, we're seeing a lot of action with the Biden people digging himself in deeper today over the Biden beach house search. I don't know what goes on over there in Rehoboth, but it's the FBI, who knows? Did they really want to go in themselves, or the Biden people wanted them to go in? All this is hurting Biden. I'm not a conspiracy theorist like Dan, that this is the Obamas or somebody else trying to put Mrs. Obama in there. I'll say it here and I'll say it now. I don't think Mrs. Obama is going to run for president. I don't see it. Because she would face some degree of challenge. She's never challenged on anything. We'll see. Tucker Carlson thinks she's running. She'll be crowned. She is the ace in the hole, so to speak, as far as the card that can't be beaten here. I don't think so.
I have a special guest coming up for you. We're going to push back Money Melody to 229 today.
Okay. All right. Who do we have here, Dan?
You'll see in a second.
All right. All right. We got somebody cooking up here in the back. All right. I hear the Hawaiian. Should I take a call? Should I do something else? No? Oh, okay. Special guest moment here. All good things we have to wait for. Oh, Alan's call. I thought that might be it. Alan Butkovitz, former city controller, one of the chief Democrats on this policy committee.
Horrible situation.
Horrible situation calling in. Hey, Alan, welcome in, and hope you're okay.
Yeah, Don, how are you doing?
Very well, Alan. You heard me. Thank you for agreeing to come on. So who do you blame for this, the carjacking and your trouble in which your life for a few seconds was imperiled?
Well, I mean, obviously the carjacker.
Okay.
But, you know, I think on a political basis, I guess Kenny, for being so feckless and, you know, having this attitude about what do you want me to do?
Okay.
I mean, it seems, you know, I was the controller. We talked about police issues all the time. It seemed to me that often they were driven by budgetary considerations about what's the cheapest way to do things. And now a situation has been created whereby the city is overwhelmed by this kind of behavior. And you can't allow that to go out of control. It's kind of what they used to call the broken windows syndrome. Once it becomes obvious that you cannot maintain, you can't maintain order, then it breaks out all over.
Well, look, Alan, I wanted to say that's progress. You know, Kenny is feckless, is checking out, and his police commissioner is also. But isn't the greater person here, or at least on an equal level, and can you tell us, do Democrats ever say, yeah, it's Krasner and his policies?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah, it's a continuum. I think when we look at the mayoral candidates, though, a lot of people are afraid to say that. You watch most of these candidates, and they're trying to be balanced in their comments on the crime issue because they don't want to offend people who don't believe in deterrence. So,
Alan, for listeners who didn't hear what we were talking about, you know, I'm on my wife all the time about this. It's kind of a blaming the victim thing. She likes to talk on the phone for a minute or two before she comes in the house in our driveway or out front. You were doing that after a policy meeting. Suddenly a guy bangs on your window and you see a gun pointed at you where you could have been shot through that window. Alan, without giving away exactly where you live, Northeast Philadelphia, would you say your area is still pretty safe?
No, as a matter of fact, we were at the Northeast Detectives last night, and they said in the last few weeks, within four blocks of my area, there had been a large number of carjackings. So it seems to be like the burglary phenomenon. It seems like they work through specific neighborhoods during a certain time period.
Yeah, well, it seems to me, too, that they're going to, you know, middle-class neighborhoods where people have a vehicle, et cetera, and maybe feel relatively safe. I mean, it's a tragedy what's happened in Mayfair, for example. But I think it's coming farther up the Roosevelt Boulevard. So
I just have a feeling this guy might have lived in the apartments across the street, because how did he get here?
Right.
Did he take a bus to come do this? I just, you know, he was relatively calm and he was pretty determined to what he wanted. And I don't have any facts to base it on, but I have the feeling that maybe he needed to get out of the area quickly, or he came out. I think he was local.
Alan, which moment too, when they tell you to, you know, on the window and all that, you get out and you have to lie down on the ground. I know you had some smaller injuries. But were you thinking this guy might shoot me once he makes me get on the ground?
Oh, absolutely. That's of course, he was hovering behind me.
Oh, my God.
So I thought, that was actually the most concerning time. I mean, first, I had a hard time registering with me what was happening. He was banging on the window somehow. I thought he was going to tell me I needed to move the car or he wanted some kind of handout or something. And then I noticed the ski mask and then the gun. And he was saying, get the F out of there or I'll kill you right now.
Wow.
And it was like, didn't really register right away. And then I got out and I thought maybe I'd give him some money or my wallet or something. And he was like, get out of here and give me the keys and get in the ground. He seemed like he was a pro at this. I had never been carjacked before. I had the impression he had carjacked before. And, part of that was calming because he wasn't strung out on drugs or anything. And he seemed to know what he wanted. And I thought, well, maybe that'll end up without me getting killed.
Alan, is there an epiphany moment here though, or maybe not? When I've talked with you before, you were kind of out of sync with some of these progressive policies when it comes to crime, et cetera. Is there anything that's changed in your mind? Are you more frightened now or something like that, do you think?
No, unfortunately, it's almost like exactly what I expected would happen because of the trend of ways they're going in city politics. It's like inevitable that if it's easy to get away with things and if there's a philosophy that nobody's really responsible for anything and save the criminal soul at all costs, that you're going to get more of it. I don't understand. You know, when we get into those conversations, the conversation on the other side tends to be, well, you know, you're not really ever going to cure the person of his criminality by taking punitive measures. But I always thought that the emphasis was on the greatest good for the greatest number, and that what you will be doing is limiting the number of people who are exposed to that kind of danger.
Well, absolutely, and I still believe it because it's true. We know it's true again and again, civilization after civilization. So, Alan, though, you are, you know, I only observe this, know enough politicians. You've actually held high office, city controller, and been inside this, ran against Kenny. What's the fear, particularly with Krasner, these candidates for mayor and others? Are they believing that Philadelphia's changed that much and Philadelphia, even though people complain about it, is willing to put up with all this because this magic spell of Krasner, like the great savior, is going to fight anybody who gets in the way of letting criminals out. What's the fear of politicians, do you think?
Oh, Krasner is actually popular in the city. I mean, they're afraid of being attacked by him. I mean, there are candidates who are extremely opposed to his philosophy, but are very reluctant to get into a tussle with him because he's a strong vote getter and there's a strong constituency in the city, but mostly in among the white liberal areas that, in the black areas, people are conflicted. Because there is a strong belief in the redemption of people and so on. But also there's a very visceral fear of violent crime, where as many of the more white liberal areas are insulated from that. So it becomes an abstraction.
Alan, I think that's exactly my take on this, that maybe the first time around with Krasner, more black areas were on board. It's dissipated. And these white liberal areas, I usually mock and center in because they're insulated. They're not getting hit quite like this. Say, Chestnut Hill, Rittenhouse Square, there would be World War III if you started to have this in those areas. They're connected, and they'd scream about it. But the white working class neighborhoods are predominantly of Northeast Philadelphia. It's one of the saddest things imaginable what's happened.
You know, it's unfortunately people have to personally experience things to have an epiphany. And I suspect that as it becomes more politically, it will become more possible to take a stronger stand on crime when more people experience the effects. Although people's first impulse in those cases is to run away, to move out of the city or go someplace else. People's first impulse is not to organize and be political and to affect change. They're like, I just want to get me and my family out of this situation. So, but I have no doubt that there will be a change in the attitude of the city's voters and the city's leaders. I just can't tell you exactly when.
Well, Alan, thank you. Thanks for coming on. And again, please come back once they catch this guy. And we can talk about this again. Sorry that it happened to you, particularly when you have a gun pointed at you and get on the ground, the guy hovering over you. Wow.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. All right. Dan, as I told you before, I had him on before, and he basically said it calmly here today what the issue is. I don't know, though, when he sees this turnaround, and I'm glad he called out, too, what it is. Without a doubt, it's these more insulated, white, progressive areas, Chestnut Hill, Rittenhouse Square, Society Hill, those places. They get some of this, but it's not enough. It's an abstraction, and they can't get enough of this creep, Larry Krasner. Yeah, Kennedy's going to be gone. He's a misanthrope, etc. This police commissioner, I believe, is going to be going too. But who's the new mayor going to be? If it's Helen Gim, that's an indicator this progressive crowd, they want more of this. They can't get enough. They're deadly. Sometimes they're silly. We just talk about beauty. Many times they're deadly. All right, coming up, 228, we'll have Dom's Money Melody. We're not going to forget that today. 855-839-1210. Very glad, Dan. Thank you for getting Alan Butkovitz on. Give me your reaction.
We're talking here, city controller.
Right.
Been involved with the DNC at one point. Obviously has pretty good views on, you know, criminal justice and such.
Yes.
And at the end there, he kind of mentioned, I don't know if he's considering this, but people will start to, you know, wonder whether it's safer for their families to move out of the city. And it's just like, you have a Democrat here, a good Democrat, right? I would assume. And now considering moving out of the city, it's just, well, why are we creating an environment in this city where it's a place where we want to move out of rather than move to, you know?
Well, the answer is we have fun with it on the beauty thing. Progressivism can be silly and demeaning, but at its base, ultimately, it's deadly. And these people that are in the city, to his point, I always pick on Chestnut Hill. It's the one I know best. But Rittenhouse Square, let's say that. They are locked in. They're in their little paradise. If you had carjackings and drive-bys in Rittenhouse Square, Chestnut Hill, then we might see a difference. But there's enough of them. They can't get enough of this. They get the juice with Krasner and Helen Gim. You know why? Those two tell them the world is not the way the world is. That what you have to do with criminals is catch them and put them in jail for as long as you possibly can. That's reality. They don't like reality. And if there's carnage, well, then Krasner goes to the black clergy and stands in front of them and all that grant money, etc. And they all say the same thing in their churches. And Dan, it's just enough to keep some of the black community with them. Just enough. But he's right. If Larry Krasner ran again today, he still would get 60% of the vote. That's why we need state-level help, because this is mass psychosis that's going on here in Philadelphia. It's not reality. Their reality is not reality. My reality is reality. Your reality is reality.
Little tease for after the break. Would love for you to answer this question from a troll on Twitter saying, Dom, do tell your listeners what you would do about the carjackings here in Philadelphia. Please do tell.
I will answer that question in great detail, sir. I wonder if this clown is in Philadelphia. I wonder if he's sending that text from a pickleball game over there in Chestnut Hill. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get to that. My answer, sir, coming up. And Dom's Money Melody.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, Dom Giordano show. That was great work by Dan getting Alan Butkovitz on. You got to have a reaction to that. They're insulated, progressive people. We love downtown Philadelphia. We love Larry Krasner. Yeah, you're not feeling the effects of it. It's exciting, Dan. He's doing a grand experiment. Test tubes are moving all over the place. The body count, the blood count's there. He's got a willing stooge in the police commissioner and Kenny, who's getting out of office. By the way, Kenny, I don't care what we spend on the parade. I'm going to be leaving anyhow. Let them do whatever they want. Of course. Yeah. Hey, by the way, big guy, are you going to get rent-a-cops? So where are you getting your cops from? Because guess what? They're not coming in from the suburbs. All right, now
on his way out, do you think this repairs his reputation at all? Like, if he has like an amazing parade,
oh, that's
people
what he's
talking
going with. Yeah, no,
no,
no. He's God. Well, Dan, when you say I hate this job, I can hardly wait to come back. That's kind of unprecedented. Yeah. You don't come back from that too easily. Now to the troll on Twitter. All right, in no following order, and I haven't consulted with carjacking experts. My buddy and the police could text me some other tips. One, I would get a number of skilled undercover cops. Remember the granny squad, Dan? You know that what that is?
Yeah.
They'd be walking along, you know, their pocketbook is out, that kind of thing. They're really cops. Same kind of thing. Oh, well, that's entrapment. Hell with that. That's what we're doing. Two, it's the overall criminal element of keeping people in jail and letting them know with certitude you're going to stay in jail for these things. You're not getting out. Yes, Dan.
Before, I just want to explore this a little bit before we go to number two and three and all.
Yes.
Back to number one. So with the granny, they dressed up as grandmothers.
You
know, they looked like grandmothers, had the purses out there. So what is the equivalent then for a police undercover?
I'm glad you were asking. I was ready for that. They're going to look like a bunch of Karens with an SUV and a cell phone.
A Kia?
Yes, a Kia. Yeah, the Kia seems to be with the ray of Kia. Yes, they're going to be in Kias. Like the typical Karen.
I'm looking at the Kia Sportage to buy, man. I'm kind of nervous to have it in Philadelphia.
We have female cops now, so maybe they don't have to be males dressed up as grannies in it. They would be more contemporary women. Maybe a nice high heel I would like to.
Uh-huh.
And good shots,
okay.
If you get my thing. Three's the critical thing. Oh, well, it's juveniles that are doing that. Guess what? Every one of these little, you know, we're going to try them as adults in this. That's what's going to happen to you. It's not going to be any juvenile. You're only 14. You're only 15. And hearing Alan Butkovitz, I can't emphasize enough. It's bad enough we have drive-bys, people getting shot. But by and large, Dan, unless you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, this is often between people with some dispute. They're looking for each other. You might get hit by a bullet. They're firing a lot of them. But by and large, that's not the issue. Save this. We're going to put the carjacking is the thing that I drill down on. You too with Maisie and Roe, et cetera, because this could happen to anybody under any circumstance. And many of them are juveniles. So guess what? I don't care that you're 14, 15 or whatever. You're pointing a gun at someone in this situation. We're going to try you under current law, and it can be done as an adult. You're not going to go to juvie or whatever. We're trying you as an adult. Mr. on Twitter, the pickleball is in your court.
Well, he said, sounds great. Karen's undercover with Kias. Clap, yes. Clap, clap. So are you mocking that one? But to add on to your last point, I mean, deterrence is a huge, huge tool here. And Walton writes, and how about automatic 10 years prison for carjacking, another mandatory 10 if a victim is injured, and then mandatory 5 if there's weapons offense involved?
I already think we have this with the weapons offenses. It's Krasner not doing it.
Yeah.
And Dan, the final thing is, I would remind people of their Second Amendment rights in this. Although, even I have to concede, Dan, we've had any number of instances where people have killed or wounded carjackers, and it still doesn't stop, which takes us back to Larry Krasner can have all the carjacking units he wants. He's not into it. He's not going to make this job one. He's not going to do what needs to be done to stop this. And it's doable. That's the first lesson of this. If you don't believe this can be done, you're defeated already. I do believe it can be done. Maybe Dan and I will get on the national carjacking expert in his city where they've stopped a lot of this stuff. They might have even better tips. But I kind of like those Karens in a Toyota.
Our troll writes in, do adults crime, get adults time. So I think he agrees with you on that point.
Wow, we're winning here. What the heck's happening? All right, it's time, though. We can't go any longer with this. We got a great prize today. We have on the Dom Show
it's
today.
Dom's money.
Thank you.
Melody.
We have a $30 Fandango digital gift card to give away. Dan, what is the backstory?
So, Dom, I thought I'd do another cover song today. And it doesn't relate to the side question. It relates to something else happening today that involves the band. But this very colorful band, that's a clue right there, from the 90s into the 2000s and kind of lost a little popularity, then popped recently again with a new album. These guys did a great cover album, and I'm going to play a cut off that album. I want to see if our listeners can tell us the name of the band. So, Dom?
Before you do that, I'm sorry to interrupt your thing here with this. You do a great job with it. My buddy, the cop thing, sent me 4 texts of 25 words each that I'm holding right in my hands.
Wow.
In addition to my crude stuff that could be done, that he says, do these. We will cut it in half or better within a few days. I got them right here in the palm of my phone. You'll get them before
exactly
we go forward.
Exactly 25 words per text.
Oh, it's amazing. I don't know how this guy's texting this much stuff. Telling you again, this doesn't have to happen. Progressivism is deadly, though. I'll give these coming up. But, Dan, let's hear the song.
All right, here is the song. It's a cover song. We don't want the original artists. We want the band covering it. Here is your clue.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
Any idea there?
just, I'm thrilled. I give me goosebumps here, Dan. I don't know if I continue the show here with what this guy said.
You're so checked out of the money quality right now.
Man,
you,
I just
can't wait to get back to the topic.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go through this quick. One more time, yes. Dom, here's the clue.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
$30 Fandango gift card on the
I
line.
I love this song. Great pick, too. It's one of my top 10.
Even the cover? You like this cover?
Not the cover, but the original.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're looking for the cover. All right, Dan, I think you've gotten me bollocks up. We must have a live read here somewhere. I still have a bunch of them stacked up. What's going on here?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show me the money.
All right, Dan, we're looking for the name of the artist that's covering this, not the original artist.
I call them a very colorful band.
Okay.
I ran through the clues again. They were a big, huge in the 90s into the 2000s, kind of fell off for a little bit, and then released an album that put them right back into the top 40 scene.
Let's hear it one more time.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
I'd say that's above average cover. Not bad.
I think it's really good.
Not like some of the, you know, horrible ones we've heard. Yeah.
And the album of covers that they put out, it's been regarded by critics as one of the best cover albums of all time.
I didn't know there were cover albums.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think they're trying to popularize something new over here.
Let's go to Joe in Glenside. All right, Joe, who's that artist?
In Living Color?
Sorry, Joe. Nice guess. Good try. Yeah. Greg in Delaware. Greg, who's the artist?
Hey, Dom... it's Weezer.
All righty. Nicely played, Greg. Enjoy the movies. We will send you that $50 Fandango digital gift card. Nicely played, Dan.
Woo, yes.
Yeah, we got one wrong there. All right.
And that just real quick, that album, or the colorful clue comes from their albums. They have the blue album, the black album, the white one. This comes from the teal album, which is that cover album that we were talking about. Now, take it away, Tom.
Okay, now, Cop Fran, we had this troll on Twitter after hearing Alan Butkovich's story. Dan, this guy is really, he said, I think he condones my Karens in the car with the high heels and the key and all, right? But he also says, undercover officers bait cars, which are smart cars. We can shut them down and lock the offenders inside. Use of GPS, use of the police helicopter to pursue carjack cars. Fingerprint DNA from every recovered carjacking car. He goes on, cooperate more with OnStar GPS and like systems to track carjacking cars in real time. Most importantly, take the prosecution of all cases federal. For federal prosecution, thereby secures a mandatory minimum of 10-year prison terms, Mr. Troll. We also need a news media campaign to scare these offenders about what the consequences are going to be. Warrant secured and served for all offenders whose fingerprints and DNA we retrieve. Dan, here's the last one. Also, we need undercover surveillance on all known carjacking offenders who are out of jail or out on bail to catch them in the act. All right? And I think he's
make
just...
Make man commissioner, Dom. Wow.
Yes, exactly. And I will say this. It's not Pat Malloy, although Pat Malloy would do the same thing. Look, we could sit here right now, Dan, and put in a commissioner that by this afternoon would have the city halfway back to normal versus Danielle Outlaw. If you missed it, it'll be up on podcast. We talked with big-time Democrat, former city controller Alan Butkovitz, who was carjacked. And other than the carjacker, he did lay out some of these elements and why this is happening. Larry Krasner can have all the carjacking units he wants. All they're going to do is follow up from beginning to end. He doesn't want to go after juveniles. Do we care that a 15-year-old is a 15-year-old in this situation? No. You're pointing a gun at someone in this situation, carjacking. I don't care if it's for a joyride or you're going to commit another crime. You're going to go to jail for a good long time. If we stick to that, then maybe this would get cut in half in a relatively short period of time. Does Danielle Outlaw know this stuff, Dan? No, I don't think she does. She's too busy looking for the next job. And yesterday was human trafficking job. Look, human trafficking, big issue. You know what's a bigger issue, Danielle Outlaw? Carjacking. Do your job just for one day. Try doing your job. Try not just being some kind of identity filler there for Kenny. My God, do we have to settle everything? All right.
Can I throw out one more thing that should be done? And it falls on the car companies. And I know I hate the people that blame car companies. And I'm not trying to place the blame on them, but we have such technology in these cars today and such connectivity to apps and all. Why doesn't each car come with an app that allows you to disable it remotely? So say your car is being driven by someone you don't want it to be driven by, you press a button and it makes the engine stop working.
I don't know about the cost of that.
Yeah, that's true. And the road hazard.
Okay, the road hazard. It's reasonable.
Yeah.
You heard what he said, though. Bait cars that are smart cars.
Yeah.
We trap them right there.
It's a really good idea.
Once deterrence starts, of course, you have the Larry Krasner, though. What's Krasner going to do? Krasner is still not going to charge that 16 or 17-year-old with adult crimes. That's what the issue is. If some 16 or 17-year-old is pointing a gun at you, do you feel sorry for that 16 or 17-year-old? I don't. If they're pointing them at my wife, think about it that way. I feel my first instinct over there in Chestnut Hill is, oh, the poor juvenile. Is it really? Well, that's what Krasner's is. That's what this is about. All right, lightning round is next here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Every day at this time, we finish it off. Dom Giordano's show. And today's question, something your parents, you found out when you became an adult, were really exaggerating. Let's go to Jonathan in the Northeast. Jonathan, what's yours?
Mine is... eat your vegetables before you won't, or you won't grow up to be strong and big.
All right, very nice. I think there's some wisdom in that, Dan. It's broccoli, maybe not, but yeah, okay. Gary in Newtown. Gary, what did the parents say?
Aloha. Do I have the permission to pick on Dan for today?
Very briefly, go ahead.
Okay. With respect to Brady, Dan just got married, has no children, and hasn't built anything of his own yet, but Brady has. Going to my pick for today would be Dan and my mom, my dad, telling me, hey, you have to go to college to get a good job to be successful.
Yes, that's a biggie.
Sorry,
that is
sorry Dan.
All right.
I'm sorry, Dan.
It's good. I can take it.
Jim in Bordentown. All right, Jim, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, my mother always told me, don't crack your knuckles or you'll get arthritis when you're older.
Might be some wisdom there. That's a good one. Did she say arthritis or arthritis? Robert in Penn Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Dom, Dan. I was listening to you talk about becoming our parents, and my grandfather once said that by the time you realize your parents were right, your kids are convinced you're wrong. Well, one of life's ironies. But my answer to the side question is anything your dad told you would put hair on your chest. Eating spinach didn't work.
Oh, that's a great one.
Have a great one, all right?
That, Dan, that is a good one. And by the way, Dan said that Harry Chester back in. We'll take that up tomorrow under advisement. You don't want to know that conversation. Yeah, Bruce, right? In the Northeast finishes it off. All right, Bruce, what do you have?
Yeah, can I pick on Dan, too?
Go ahead.
No, I'm only kidding. No, I like Dan. I like it. When you were sitting at your dinner table picking at your string beans, when you cross your eyes, your mother would say, you keep doing that, and those eyes are going to stay the way they're going to stick there.
Absolutely. There was a lot of this stuff with the eye crossing and the not swimming after eating, Dan. We got some great ones today. It was a great side question. What do you say are some of the contenders?
I like Mike and Hamilton's. If you do blank, you'll go blind.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that was a good one.
Gary had a great one. You got to go to college to be successful. I like Jim and Bordentown's. Crack your knuckles,
right.
Arthritis, leads to arthritis. Robert, you just heard him. Anything your dad told you,
right.
To put hair on your chest. And earlier in the show, how about Mike and Exton, biting your nails? They'll never grow back.
Two for me were superior. One, anything will put hair on your chest, or the college one. I'll let you throw the ball to you. What do you say?
Well, I mean, the guy had something negative to say about it.
Yeah, that's good. We might have to go with him.
No, I'll go with Gary. I think Gary had a great one. Going into the show today, I actually said that's one of the top answers.
Go
to college to be successful. So.
All right, that's a winner for today. Jesse Waters tomorrow here at 1 o'clock. And I told you, big Senate race, state Senate race was won. We'll get Liz Breate-Havey, hopefully. They used a lot of mail-in balloting. Republicans just won a big one in a special election with mail-in balloting. Big show tomorrow. Thank you, Dan. Thanks to that police out there, cops everywhere, and thanks to Alan Butkovich. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.